Welcome back, Level Up and Live community, to another empowering episode of the Level Up and Live podcast. I'm your host, Sean Myers, and joining me, as always, is the brilliant co-host, Ewan Heinemeier. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that resonates with each and every one of us, overcoming the fear of failure. We've got some tactical action steps that you can implement in your life starting today. So buckle up, get ready to level up, and let's conquer those fears together. Before we jump into today's transformational content, we want to remind you to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Share the love with a friend because passion is what fuels us, and we want to ignite that spark in others too. Don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us impact and reach even more people. And as always, check out our show notes for free resources that will support your journey. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode of how to overcome your fear of failure.
I am no stranger to the fear of failure. I'll admit I get afraid a lot. I've had many situations in my life from being very young, just being petrified, frozen, stiff with fear, and hating that feeling, like everybody does. Everybody hates that dread, that fear of failure, not knowing what to do, fight or flight or freeze. And I remember hating it so much that I hated it, that I wanted to attack that feeling. Like, I never wanted to feel that way. So I've always found myself running towards things that I don't want to do because I don't want to be controlled or to ever be out of control by getting caught in a situation where I'd be afraid. So my preacher, we were talking one time at our church, and he said, I said to him, hey, if you need any help with anything, serving, you know, doing communion or doing the reading, saying a prayer. And I said, hey, if you ever need a song leader, I'll do it, because I like to sing. And so the time comes, I get a text and they said, hey, Ewan, can you song lead this weekend, this Sunday? And I'm like, yes, sure. I'm kind of excited. And as soon as I accept and I say yes, I'm like, oh man, I've never sang in front of a crowd before and had to lead them. I've done some karaoke before and had fun doing that. And that was a whole nother story. You know, first time I karaoke, I was afraid, but after that, no problem. So now I'm singing at this, I'm going to have to sing at this church. I pick six songs out. I know them, been singing these songs for my whole life. And I get up there and I remember my heart was pounding. These songs, again, I've sang them so many times. And I'm about to put out the first like note of reading. And I'm like, and I laugh. I stop the whole crowd, and because I told them the number of the song. And I was like, sorry, guys, I'm smiling big. I'm like, sorry, this is my first time, as you all know. And so I got back into it and then started singing. And that song went well. Second song went well. And I'm like, I'm doing it. Heart still pounding every time I'm about to sing this. So the third song comes and I sing the first verse in the chorus. And then I get back up to the second verse and I completely blank. I'm like, everyone's still singing kind of, and it kind of just fades off and claps because I'm not leading anymore. It was a total disaster. And I'm like, guys, I can't think of the note. Like my blood was pumping so much that I was just afraid, but I just pushed through. I was like, okay, give me a second. I'm still laughing. And I get back on track and I sing, song goes well. The rest of the song goes well, finish out the thing. And so many people at the end of service came up and said, you know, that was awesome. That was fantastic. Like it was good singing, and which I'm not saying I'm a great singer, but it went well. And I just remember getting home at the end of after when we got home, and I just collapsed. The adrenaline had just been like going through me. But to me, the fear of getting up there and failing was petrifying. But I'd already committed. I'd already accepted that I would do this. It's not like I can't make it. You know, it was like they were counting on me to do it. And that's probably the most recent version of having an opportunity to be afraid and go the other direction, as opposed to the fear was still there, but I accepted and was like, okay, let's roll and let's do this. And so me and Sean were just talking before the start of the podcast, and he has a completely different perspective on fear. And we were just about to get into it, and we're like, you know what, let's record. So Sean, how do you perceive fear and the fear of failure?
Yeah. So I guess for me, man, I know myself and like thinking out loud as far as like a type A personality, I'm like, oh, I don't have fear of failure, right? But I think to some degree, we all have some kind of failure. Maybe we're just not thinking big enough, right? Like if I really think about it, if I'm honest with myself, I've always said I wanted to go jump out of an airplane, right? And so for me, it's like when I initially think about, okay, I'm going to go jump out of an airplane, right? And parachute. For me, it's like initially I'm like, oh, there's a fear there, right? But then I break things down and I'm like, well, what is it? I want to go jump out of an airplane. Okay, but why? And so when I break that down, what it does for me, Ewan, I'm like, well, I want to go jump out of an airplane because this is part of my beliefs, my core values of adventure and doing things outside of my comfort zone. Literally, my heart rate is going down right now when I break that down. And then the next step is, okay, what steps do I need to take to go execute, right? And so I have worked through this. I've almost processed the fear of failure by taking these action steps and breaking it down in so I can move the needle forward in going and jumping out of a plane for a parachute. Now, when I get to the parachute, of course, I'm human being, just like anybody. My heart's going to be pumping. I'm going to be nervous, right? I mean, that's anything in life. Because you know, all these thoughts start going in your head. But the difference is, as long as I break that down, Ewan, the what, go jump out of an airplane, the why, because it's aligned with my beliefs and core values, getting outside of my comfort zone, doing things, you know, that's going to scare me, that doing hard things, and then putting those action steps of what it is, what are the next steps, right? Where do I go and do this? Who can I go and do this with? You know, and I start registering all these things, and then I start and guess what I've been doing all along? Taking steps, right? Versus, oh no, jump out of an airplane? Heck no. I've talked to several people like, I'm not gonna go do that. But if you break that down with them, like, why? Right? People never, it's all surface levels because it's all, that's what society thinks about. It's like, oh, this is you know, jumping out of an airplane. And so even though there's a sense of fear of failure there, I think for me, and I had asked you this question before the podcast, like, when you had mentioned, yes, I'll go sing, or hey, I'll sing if I need to. I'm curious on like, and I'd ask you behind the podcast, it's like, hey, why did you say that? Why did you say you would step up and go do that?
Yeah, it's to be a servant, to serve. You know, if it was up to me, I probably wouldn't do it on my own accord. I wouldn't volunteer, like, or I wouldn't be like, hey, can I please go up there? I'm doing it because it's required. Like as a collective, as a group, as a family, as a church, they needed someone to do that. And I had the capability, at least enough capability to get through it and do that and be of service against my own needs, right? Like, because I want to be selfless in that situation to give and make a fool of myself if needs be, which is the worst for me, like looking foolish. And that leads me to, we were talking about this and you said, well, it wouldn't align with what you would want to do as far as doing that. And I was like, but I'm curious though, if I just click the fingers and you were up there in front of the congregation with a songbook and you had to lead it. And you know what? I looked in your eyes and you said, oh, well, it's just time to execute. And I was we didn't finish that, but we stopped right there and said, let's start recording. What were you going to, what does that mean? Just time. Okay. Like, cause I don't know if you, well, you like to sing, but you know, song leading, I don't think that it's not aligned with what you want to do, but you said, okay, it's just time to execute. So walk through that for me. Cause that's, I'm very interested.
Yeah. So if I was put in that situation, like for me, I'm very conscious about what it is I say yes to and what it is I say no to, right? And so for me, I have to really dissect things because there's things that I have a fear of failure of doing, running a marathon, doing things in my life, but it doesn't stop me from taking action. If somebody asked me like, hey, would you like to be a song leader at the church? It would have to be a line. I'd have to break that down. To go along with the podcast and you putting me in that situation, which I wouldn't put myself in the first place because somebody else better be fit for that role.
A lot of times in life though, you know, you don't get to choose what you get to be a part of. Sometimes it's like it gets thrusted upon you and you have to. And yeah, and you've done a phenomenal job of creating your life to where you don't have a lot of that. You do get to choose. And so, you know, someone listening to this, if they have to, how would they execute that? And I, as soon as you said it's just time to execute, I knew what you're going to say is gold, because I think you would just do it. But could you break that down of how you would, if you just like magic and you had to go, it was like, hey, Sean, here's the book, go.
Yeah. For me, it'd be just simple, right? It's like, okay, well, here I am in just belief within. So if I'm up there, you know, and I'm singing and I'm, you know, as long as I've got lyrics, as long as I've got, you know, a support system, people around me, it's like, okay, cool. Well, let's put one foot in front of the other. And if I just get dropped in the bucket and I just got to, in the tips that we were covering today, right, go along with this, having that adaptability. And that's one of the things like that I feel like that are just vital to overcoming fear is that adaptability and being able to adjust and understand that and tell yourself that within, right? So everything that I just said, basically for the last 30 seconds, like I'm having that conversation with myself. I'm like, oh, this is fear of failure. This is a place where you're uncomfortable. This is a place where you're outside of your comfort zone. It's time to show up. It's time to do the best you can, because Sean, you're going to look back in about 30 minutes, maybe even 60 minutes, and you're going to break this down. You're going to find out what you did right, what you did wrong. You're going to ask your people that you love, hey, get me some feedback. And who knows, I may take away from it. I may want to sing moving forward. You probably don't want to hear my voice, but that's what I mean by execute is like, okay, I'm in the here and I'm in the now. I'm going to show up the best version of myself and do everything that I possibly can. Versus what haven't I talked about? Negative self-talk, right? So many people you could have easily had a negative, you know, hey, you personally, when you got the text message and you said, yes, I'll come and be the song leader, you kind of got up there and you could have flopped, right? If you would have been consistently negative talk in your mind, like, oh, I'm going to jack this up. I'm not the song leader that this other guy is. What are people thinking, right? This is all negative self-talk. So I think that's the number one key ingredient as far as execution. When you're up there, okay, cool. You may not be the best song leader. You may not be, you know, what it is everybody else thinks you're up there to do. All you can do is give it your best self, your best version of yourself, right? And so for me, that's going to build confidence. That's going to allow me to be adaptability, right? I'm going to adapt in the environment that I'm in. And then it's going to allow me to think outside the box and get creative, right? And just have fun with it. I don't know. Yeah, that's all you can really do.
Yeah, honestly, and that, you listening to this, you're driving, you're in the gym, listening to this right now, the first thing that we had written down, the three kind of strategic moves that we do and feel fairly, the first one was growth mindset. And everything Sean just said for the last couple of minutes there was all growth mindset, right? That was him being put in a position that he doesn't want to be in, or a difficult position, or is a place he might want to be in. How would he execute on that? And that is, he basically went from, I wouldn't do that, to, if I had to, if I need to, this is how I would do it. And I am capable of doing it. And that is the growth mindset. In fact, you need to rewind that, go back. And if there's a fear in your life, think about what he just said there and the steps that he would take, the thought processes. That is the growth mindset. That is how you attack fear of failure. That is how you eliminate fear of the thing that it is you're afraid of. And once you do that, you're on to the next thing that you're afraid of, and you do the same thing over again until you're not afraid of that. But that, if you kept doing what you just said there over weeks, months, years, that fear might probably go away within a week or two of doing that. But even if someone continues to be afraid for 3 months, 6 months, a year, at some point that fear is going to go away because your brain gets so used to it. It's what you do now. You know, it's like when you first drive a car, you're 15, afraid. We don't even think about being afraid of driving a car down to Walmart now. You know, it goes away. So yeah, to me, that is the growth mindset. And you have to start there, because you also said, if you're thinking negatively, if you're not ready to just execute, that you're going to, that's the fixed mindset. I'm not a good singer. I don't sing in front of people. Well, how are you ever going to do that if that's what you believe? It comes back down to belief again. So yeah. And then you had mentioned, you know, to go on to the second point, adaptability. Really, that ties in there perfectly. You have to adapt. And you said when you're before the podcast too started, you mentioned baseball really taught you a lot of how to avoid or to avoid those feelings, to not have them, because you, was it confidence, or how would you use your how did baseball teach you adaptability?
I just think it was so many reps, Ewan, meaning like I just did it, you know, I think it just goes to anything, brother. Like, you know, I played baseball my entire life, ever since I was like, I could walk. My dad just always played with me. So that's where the reps started, right? It'd just be like, if you wanted to be a public speaker, if you wanted to, you know, be run a marathon, if you wanted to, whatever it is that you wanted to do, it just comes down to the volumes and the reps and putting in the work, right? And so what I mean by that is, like, to answer your question, as far as like, in baseball, if you're batting 300, you're in the major leagues, you're in the Hall of Fame, right? And so that means that out of 10 at bats, 7 times you're failing. Think about that. I did that from when I was 2 all the way up until I was 21 years of age. Thousands of failures. Thousands of times I went up to bat when I had hundreds and thousands of people watching me fail. Think about that for a second.
It's huge.
I would strike out. I would ground out. I would fly out. That is failure, right? But you're failing for
it. Do you remember at some point when the crowd was watching? Because you adapted to that, right? Like at some point you're just like, you didn't even think about the crowd. But this is what's so important for people listening right now, is that they didn't get those reps. And to be honest, just to tie this in, if I'm singing on my own, is my heart rate going? Am I concerned about my voice? Am I in the car just going down the road on my own? No, I'm not worried at all. I'm having a great time singing. Do it in front of other people. It all changes, because what has changed? There are now people involved. It's not just me anymore. They're observing, judging, comparing it to something else. Is it better than this? Is it worse than this? Is this good or not? We all have that gauge. And so that's when it gets really difficult. People, the fear of being judged is normally where the fear of failure comes from. Because if no one else is on the planet, you wouldn't be afraid of feeling anything, because there's no one there to even talk to about. But you had said being in so many reps, you know, right before you were just, do you remember the time where you're just like, oh, there's all these people here and I don't care? Like, or what was that?
So I was a cleanup hitter. So in college, I was fourth. I was fourth batter, right? And so basically, that's where I've learned to really kind of come down to execution, like how important execution is. Because you can put in all these reps, Ewan. You can run hundreds of miles for a marathon, but when it comes race day, if you're not executing, you flop, right? You bonk. Mm-hmm. All these different terms, people that know, like, that basically means like you fail, you stop, you hit a hard roadblock, right? And so for me, when I would go out there and I was like, okay, it's time to execute, I would distract. I would, just like I told you about the story, if I was told to go and do the singing, right? Mm-hmm. I would block off all the noise and distractions around me. Now, I didn't know this 10 years ago, right? But now it's like, mm-hmm, I talk to my internal self, right? You have to build yourself up, because I'm the one that's fearing failure, right? If you're listening to this, there's a fear of failure and it comes within, right? And there's several other reasons, but for me, I block off all the noises, all the distractions, and I just talk myself up. So when I'd go up to bat, whatever it is I do in my life, nobody else has any control over what's going on around me. I only can control what's going on between my two ears right now. And it's time to execute. And what I mean by execute is I'm going to give it the best that I can, the best of my ability. And if I don't execute, then I'm going to learn from it. And I would go up there and there would be people all around me. The bases would be loaded. And I either executed or didn't, right? And I learned from that and failed forward. Now, here is the kicker for me. One of my biggest things is I didn't, when I'm executing on podcast, when I'm executing for our Hard Rocks competition coming up in 2 weeks, March 16th, the marathon, my biggest thing is, in even building companies and businesses and my team members and employees and my partners, my biggest thing is, I don't want to let my people around me down, right? I don't want to let my team down in baseball. I don't want to let whoever it is that I told yes to, because I'm an executor, right? I'm going to, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. I'm going to show up and I'm going to give it all I got. And so obviously I'm not perfect, but that has just allowed me to show up in these different environments in my life, plug myself in, and then execute, do the best that I can, take a step back, dissect it, learn from it, and then keep taking that same mindset moving forward.
Yeah, I'd resonate with that too. As soon as I commit to something, I'm now committed to what I said I would do, and I cannot afford to let people around me down. You know, so I definitely resonate with that. I still, the fear of, you know, our personality types are different. You know, I still have the fear of the rejection, or like with sales, for example, I'm afraid of the outcome. I want to win. I'm not in control of the situation. Someone saying no is very difficult. It's petrifying, but I still do it. I mean, I'm basically in the worst career I could possibly ever be in with my personality type, the fear of being rejected. Yeah. And that's all I deal with, you know, yeah. But it's, I do that so that it doesn't control me, right? I'm not living my life.
Yeah.
I'm not living in fear and not doing anything about it. I'm living in fear, yeah, and taking control of that. And it does dissipate, you know, and it's sadistic, right? Like, which means I'm always looking for something else that's going to hurt, you know, something else that's going to make me afraid. I don't deliberately do it. It just shows up, like signing up for High Rocks 4 weeks before it happens. You know, like that is a big commitment, and all I can do is the best I can do, and I'm going to go for that, you know? So,
but you've applied these three principles that we're talking about. You're embracing yeah, the growth, right, mindset.
You're adapting,
you're training, and then also too, you're surrounding yourself with a role model, myself, right? Because I've done High Rocks before. So everything that we're talking about today on today's podcast can be done in every single area of life and everything that you decide to do, right? And so if I would have said, hey, Ewan, you're doing kind of like the whole situation with you said you were going to be a servant, right? And so that was your mind, mm-hmm, with the song, being a song leader. And so if you apply that same mindset with what we're talking about as far as High Rocks, right? It's like, would you have had the same mindset if I would have been like, hey, I'm signed up with another partner, but he backed out. I need you to step in. Would that have been the same scenario? We'd have been like, you know what? I need to step up here.
Yeah. I, you know, what's interesting about High Rocks is that I have no frame of reference as far as, like, I know I just started, so I have nothing to lose, you know, and like, as opposed to, I know I'm just going to give it my best shot. And so, because you asked, and I love fitness, and I love, like, I knew we would train together and that would be a lot of fun. Here's the thing. As soon as I said yes, it did turn into, okay, it's game time. I got to do what I need to do.
Yes.
And so, yeah, if someone had backed out and you asked me, I still would have done it, man, you know, because you needed help. Like, if you needed a partner, I'd step into that role to be there, you know? And,
yeah,
you know, the result is going to be what it's going to be. Like I've said before, you know, next year we do High Rocks. I think there'll be more pressure to perform better, but I already know I will. Like, it'll be significantly better because all the reps, because I know that all the practice, all the training, the conditioning, the base, which really you could apply this to anything. It's like if it's in sales, and if it's asking a girl out or a guy out on a date, that fear, right? Like, if you asked 1,000 girls out and they all said no, round about the 50th, 60th no, 100th no, which is petrifying. You know, every man here listening to it and every girl that's ever asked the guy, it's petrifying, the thought of the fear of rejection. But if you do it enough, you actually get good at it first off, right? Because you know how to talk to people. And then after so many times, you get acclimatized, you're used to it. You know, it doesn't kill you, you know? So building that base is reps. Like, we're talking reps in business, reps in exercise, reps in relationships. It's just experience, confidence. And yeah, so comparing what I know will happen this time around to the future workouts, I'm going to have a base that I'll be confident in to go even harder on. And there won't be any fear of going. I'm a little nervous going into this one because I don't know how I'll fully respond. But I know in a year's time, I know exactly what to expect. And it'll be more how hard can I push as opposed to survive, which is a lot of people in life, right? Like, they're just trying to survive through it. Anything that's difficult, anything that's fear of failure, if they do it long enough, though, it turns into confidence. And then the fear is gone.
Yeah. So recently we rolled out at the insurance company, we rolled out with our team that in March 1st, we would start a walk challenge. And we would each, I told the team, I was like, hey, look, if we hit 10,000 steps per day, because a lot of our team members weren't hitting 10,000 steps per day, right? And that's like the minimum you need for like well-being and health and just overall just vitality, right? And so, and I told him, I was like, hey, we all hit 10,000 steps as a team, we'll go to Perry Steakhouse in the Woodlands. And so they were all like, yes, they love Perry Steakhouse. They love pork chops. And so March 1st rolled around and I was kind of curious because a lot of these guys and girls, they hit 3,000, 4,000, 5 steps a day. And so there was that fear, right? Of like, that fear of like, oh, am I going to be able to do that? But it's everything that we're talking about with these three principles. They embraced the growth mindset. You know what? Let's get outside of our comfort zone. Let's step outside of what we're familiar with doing, which is less than 10,000 steps a day for 30 days, Ewan, 30 days, 10,000 steps. They adapted. You know what? We're not used to this. We work and it's hard for us to get out and go get 10,000 steps in. So they adapted in their mindset. And then here's the key ingredient that has put everything together. They have a role model, right? Me and Kendra are in the group and we're here to support each other. We're here to hold each other accountable. None of us go to Perry Steakhouse if the entire team does not hit 10,000 steps per day. And there are several members in there and we all have to hit 10,000 steps per day. But because they had that embrace, that they embraced the growth mindset of getting outside of their steps, they adapted and they said, hey, we're going to do this for 30 days, even if we don't hit it, right? But we're going to do it anyways. And then we're going to learn from the people that are already doing the 10,000 steps. And so far, man, we're on day 5 and everybody's crushing their steps.
has anybody asked you any questions or, cause it's probably fairly simple that you need to get those steps, but is there any key things that as the role model doing it many times before? Cause man, we did a mock High Rocks yesterday and I had a bunch of questions that you were able to answer. And you're also able to offer, hey, when this and this happens, do this, right? And that got me up to speed. So we got through that yesterday, probably a lot better than if I had just tried to do it on my own, right? Like we game planned, we discussed ahead of time, practiced, mentally practiced. Yeah, is that also happened with the steps at all?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. So we're in a group right now. The app is actually called, it's a pretty cool little app. It's called StrideKick. And so we're all in there. And I got up this morning and I went to go look at my, you can message each other in there too. It's pretty cool. And one of the ladies in there, I hit 20,000 steps yesterday on Monday, which is March 4th. And she's like, hey, she hit 10,000, a little over 10,000. She's like, that's inspiring. I want to hit 20,000 steps. How do you do it? Right. Yes. And so I'll break that down. But man, for the sake of time, like this has been weighing on my heart. I'm like, dude, I'm 37 years of age and I know you're in your 40s. And I know this is our last key ingredient, which is role models, right? AKA mentors, coaches. That is the number one fastest way to get to your goals, to overcome fear, to get move the needle in your life is to get inside a mastermind group, get a coach. I don't care what you got to pay. It doesn't matter, man. If you want to move the needle in your life, that is the way to do it. And these people, our family, our friends, we support each other, right, in our community. And I think the ones that lean in, like this lady that messaged me about how did you get to 20,000 steps, she never finds that out if she doesn't ask that and ask somebody that's hit 20,000 steps. Another key ingredient. Yep. You want to learn from somebody that's actually doing.
Yep. It's just a shortcut. Yeah, if you're listening to this, now we're not like, there's coaching going on that we do, but before any of that happened, I had many coaches before I was able to offer coaching advice to anybody. And cause I believe in it. It got me to where I needed to go. Like I spent a fortune in coaches and I've made 10x back by doing it. So anyone listening and you don't think you need it or haven't really seriously contemplated it. I mean, really it is the process to get anywhere in life. Like if you want to make more money, go get a coach that can show you how to make more money. If you want to get fit, get a coach and you will be the fittest version of you that you can't even fathom what it will be. So man, I just can't stress it enough. It's like, go get help, pay whatever you need to pay and you will have whatever you want to have. And in returns will be 10x or more.
I've always said this, like, I'm a big believer in, like, that's why I'm doing the podcast. And like, that's why I'm teaming up with guys like you and guys in our community. It's like that have that belief, because I've never seen it more clear. Cause you've even said it yourself. Like, it's just intangible, right? That's why a lot of people don't see the power of it, because they can't put their thumb on it. It's not a house. They're not buying a house, a car, a boat, gold. Right. And so that's why people are even hesitant on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, cause it's intangible. But my point is like, once you take that leap of faith and just fail forward and you get in the group, dude, I it's almost like 100% guarantee your life, man, will improve. You know what I mean? Like, And it's such a beautiful thing. I'm like, dude, and you know this behind the scenes, like even with Level Up and Live, we're trying to like, we see it in other, in our members and people that we've coached lives, like how it's just leveled up. And we're like, man, we want that for thousands of other people.
Yes. But, it's going to happen. Anyways. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our mission. And well, hey, you know what? We'll probably get a coach to help us get there.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
on the little tweaks and stuff to set that up. I mean, we've already learned. We'll find someone to help us. Like, so it's not just like, hey, do as we say. Like, I'll be hiring many more coaches in my life for all different kinds of things. That's just a fact.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So those are the three things: growth mindset, adaptability, learn from a role model, and you can have all of that sped up so fast and get the results that you want in life. So, good conversation, Sean.
No doubt. Level up and live, baby.
Level up and live.
And there you have it, another enlightening episode of the Level Up and Live podcast. We hope you found value in our discussion on overcoming the fear of failures. If you've enjoyed today's content and want to keep leveling up with us, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. Sharing is caring. So share this episode with a friend and let's build a community of growth together. Last but not least, we would be absolutely thrilled if you could take a moment to leave us a review. Your feedback fuels our passion and helps us reach more like-minded individuals who are on the journey of personal development. And as always, don't forget to check out our show notes for free resources that will aid you on your path to success. Thank you for tuning in to the Level Up and Live podcast. Remember, you have the power to level up your life. So go out there and live your best one. Until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep leveling up.